Welcome, Tale Tellers. Before we sink our devilish teeth into today's episode, I want to recognize some cities that are listening to this channel. Yes, you heard me right. The United States, Canada, and Australia make up a massive part of my listener base, and I'm super thankful. And part of this is just highlighting some key cities as listeners in my books. So I might butcher some city names here, so please correct me for those who live there. We've got Champaign, Illinois, Kenora, Canada, Perth, Australia, Slidell, LA, Stuartville, Minnesota, Duncan in Canada, Los Angeles in California. So a massive thank you to those cities for supporting this channel and getting it out there. I'll be doing some special episodes and research just around those cities in a couple of episodes' time, so keep an eye out for those. Okay. Today's episode involves the final words of a serial killer, one that is remorseful, sort of. You'll see what I mean. This one was a fun read, and if you think it's fun to listen to, let me know in the comments or take 2 seconds to click that like button. It lets others know it's worth listening to. So, turn the lights off, the sound up, and get ready for something different. The title of our No Sleep story is I Am a Serial Killer, and These Are My Last Words, by Vlad, 72. This is pretty much the first time I'm writing things down. I'd never been, good at explaining things. I'm, a bit too much of a straightforward person. Also, I'm very good at hiding my feelings. I started badly, but it doesn't matter. I don't know who was going to read this, as a matter of fact. I don't know if anyone would actually read this, ever, but to whoever it may concern, these are my last words. After I finish writing this, I'll be gone, for good. I'll take my life, and proof. No more me. Yeah, I'm talking with too much ease about it, but to be completely honest with you, I don't care whether I'm alive or dead. For the deeds I've done, breathing is a luxury that I, or those like me, shouldn't have. It started when I was 6. Only 6 years old into this godless world, I saw a cat down the road. I kneeled and it came up to me. Then, it happened. I hit her in the head with a stone I kept in my pocket. This was my first victim. Nobody knew, of course. It was my dark secret, my guilty pleasure, if you will. It occurred again and again. Soon enough, my neighborhood magically ran out of cats. Yeah, pretty lame, but this is how it all started. The first real one happened when I was 17. You know, the teenager guy who listened to rap and thought himself cool. Yeah, this one is a bit of a cliche, honestly. Yeah, it's about a girl. And yeah, I was madly in love with her and she ignored me. So, what was to be done? Realizing I am young, move on and find another girl? Nope. I stalked her to the point where I knew her daily routine. Then I strike, like a coward from behind, from the shadows. My knife deep inside the back of her neck. She didn't even know I was her killer. That was the most pleasant thing, I swear. I hid her body well enough. Won't tell you where. I couldn't help but laugh. Maybe I'm sick in the mind after all. It then happened again and again and over again. When someone would upset me, or I don't know, wouldn't do what I wanted them to do, they got killed. 20. 20 people. I took 20 souls. I know I deserve to die. I know I should rot in a prison. I know, believe me. I knew it all too well, from the start. But it became clearer yesterday. It happened and I could not control it. I couldn't stop myself. I killed my own mother. Didn't even bother to hide her body. It is there, in the kitchen, with a knife stained in blood near it. Well, yeah. It was a mistake. Oh no, not like all the others were not. But I took pride in them. Pleasure. I enjoyed it. It was, if you will, my personal way of escaping reality. Some do drugs, others go blind drunk, others do sports. I killed people. This is how I kept my sanity, by acting like I was insane. And yeah, probably I got some issues. After reading the last sentence, I realized I said it some lines above as well. Sorry. As I said, I'm not good at explaining things. Probably you are wondering how the police didn't find me. They tried. Really did. But they were not even close. I always thought I was born with a gift. Intelligence. The ability to adapt. If we would hang out, you'd never think I could be a serial killer. Yeah, it all went down when my hands were stained with my mother's blood. The very human being that gave me life. She raised me alone. She was such a nice person. So kind. So loving. She didn't deserve dying this way. She didn't deserve having a son like me. I'm a monster. I know I am. After killing her, it was like I woke up from a bad dream. A bad dream that lasted my whole life. And for the first time in all these years, I cried. I hugged her dead body and cried for hours. Meaningless. This all had to end. I confess my crimes. I am ready to be punished. My last hope is that, somehow, I'll be able to meet my mother again. To tell her I am sorry. Sorry for wasting my gift. Sorry for becoming this. I wish I could make her proud. I know that my father is watching from the afterlife. I have failed them, even though I really love them, both of them, with all my being. Yeah, I'm about to shed a tear. Thank you, my dear reader, for sharing your time with me. These are the last words of a serial killer, more beast than man. Of course, my apologies for all my victims would be pointless. Their families had their hearts broken. And for what? Writing this, I began to understand that I don't even deserve to die. I sincerely hope that after I slit my throat and my soul leaves my lifeless body behind, I'll get to meet the people I killed. All of them. If I do, they will judge me. God is in no position of judging me, nor is the devil. The people I killed, the lives I took, they will set my eternal damnation. I'm ready. What a story. Well, Telltellers, that's today's No Sleep episode. Stay tuned for tomorrow's episode. I just know you're going to like it. It'll be a little treat from me to you. Also, a big shout out to Troy Shaw again and BlackPaw360 again. You fans are just awesome. Seriously, thank you for listening to so many episodes. Also, a particular thank you to Troy Shaw, who is spotting some oddities in my recordings and letting me know. I'll be going back to resolve them. And of course, a massive thank you to you guys and gals who listen. And lastly, but definitely not least, a big shout out to the True Crime Japan podcast. Dino and Gigi, you guys are just fantastic. And I'm always hanging out for your next episode. Keep them coming. Actually, you just uploaded one an hour ago. I just realized. Telltellers, check this duo out. They do their research and offer a unique insight to criminals in Japan. Their latest one is the, and I might butcher this one, those two can correct me, the Inokashira Park dismemberment case. That's a tongue twister. And trust me, it's worth your time. So Telltellers, turn the lights back on, check the locks on your doors, and as always, till next time.